TomsGod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, the last time we talked, we spoke about the fact that we are children of God. But how do we become a child of God?
Let us first talk about how we become children of God. Let me say, we are adopted into God's family. We, who once were the enemies of God, are adopted and made and declared both sons and daughters of God our Father. How is this process brought about? Well, our whole salvation process is an adoption process. If a person wanted to adopt a child, they would go to an adoption agency. And from that agency, they would go through a long process in order to check for their approval as being parents. And if approved, they would be able to choose from the agency's orphanage a child for their home. The cost to adopt a child ranges today from $2,500 to as high as $40,000. The orphanage that God goes to in order to seek for children, in order for Him to adopt and bring into His family, is the world. The world is God's orphanage, and in this orphanage there are many to choose from. But unlike the world and unlike us, unlike the people, when they choose, they look usually with a prejudice list. Some want a black child or a brown child. Others only want well-adjusted children, so that leaves out those who are or may not be as well-adjusted as others. And yet others desire the prettiest and most handsomest. And then there are those who will not choose anyone out of their own race. And then there are those who want either a boy or a girl. But let's look at God's requirements for the children to whom He wishes to adopt into His family. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. In other words, God's requirements are you can be of any race and of either sex. And you can be a slave or a free person. In other words, whosoever may come. Red, yellow, black, and white, fat, skinny, pretty, ugly, handsome, or ruddy. With freckles and without. All color of hair is accepted. Big nose or little nose. Crooked or straight. Smart or simple. Any handicap or none. Any race. It doesn't make any difference to God. Boy or girl, He loves them all. Dirty, clean, or stinky. Missing some part of your body, that's okay. Can't speak good, He has love for you too. In other words, whosoever may come. Now, what is the cost that God had to pay in order to set us free from the life of the orphanage? Well, it cost Him more than $40,000. More, you say? Yes. It cost dear to be father, His son's life. Christ's death was a substitute payment for your past debts that you owed. What debts, you say? The debt of your sins that you owed are your responsibility, and your responsibility for them. If you had to pay for them, it would cost you your life eternally in the lake of fire. Romans 6:23, for the wages or debt of your sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. According to Roman law, a child is adopted, or if a child is adopted, was no longer responsible for his or her old debts from his old life or her old life. So also Christ's death pays our old debt from our old life. from my old life of hate and anger and bitterness, fighting, jealousy, murder, theft, adultery, fornication, gossip, slander, unforgiveness, disobedience to authority, and more. But that's okay. Come as you are with all your baggage of problems. He has room for you and his family. You may ask, what are the qualifications in getting adopted into such a family? Well, John 3:15 tells us, God so loved the world, that's you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that's Christ, that whosoever, that's you, believeth in him, that's Christ, should not perish but have everlasting life. The only qualifications that is that you no longer want that old life that you lived with your old family, and that you wish to leave that old life of chaos and choose to live with God, and then believe that Christ died and took your punishment for your sins, or that old life, that you may not be punished. And then, at that point, you are accepted by God as a child to enter into his family. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5 say this, but when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman under the law, to pay the price of those under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That's us. There would be those also in this world who would not even consider adopting a troubled child. A troubled child would be one to whom was brought up in an abusive home, where the atmosphere was surrounded by fighting, quarreling, and where yelling was the norm, along with anger and hitting and being displayed towards one another. Also where unforgiveness was taught and vengeance was the response from bitter and hateful relations. Gossiping and slander also would soon come behind the backs of your offenders, leaving upon each and such a home with scarred emotional behaviors. Usually such children would be passed by and not even considered. And yet in the church over this world, you have ex-murderers, adulteresses, adulterers, fornicators, thieves, gossipers, slanderers, unforgivers, addicts, drunkards, haters, and also some that, if not all, who also first came into the church practicing jealousy, bitterness, anger, fighting, and more. Because, you see, not only does the adult choose a child, but the child also chooses them. And so you also must decide to choose to leave your old life and family to come over and receive a new parent with new brothers and sisters. This is called repentance. You may ask, what type of family or parent am I coming into? Well, God our Father is a God of love, a God of patience and kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness, self-control, humility, meekness, giving and forgiving towards his children. And as a father, he will teach you how to live such a life toward others. You may ask, where is his home? He is on the other side of death, and in heaven, upon a new earth, where we will live with God in a new body, where love shall reign and death shall not exist. Now, as soon as you are accepted by your new father, your name is written in a book. This book has every name of every child to whom he has adopted. The name of this book is the Book of Life, Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Then read chapter 21 and 22 of Revelations, and this shall be your new home. In the meantime, you are still in the orphanage waiting to be picked up by your new parent to be taken to your new home. You see, you are chosen, but you have not yet been taken to that new home. John 14:2-3. Let not your heart be troubled, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. At the point of Christ's second coming, is when we shall be taken to our new home to live with God and our new Father, and then shall our adoption be complete. In Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 19, is where we see the waiting for our adoption to be completed takes place. But in the meantime, Romans chapter 8 is speaking about that time where we wait, where our bodies are reunited with our spirit. For when we die, we shall go to be with the Lord, and we shall be in heaven with the Lord, with God the Father, until it is time for Christ to come back for the second coming. And then we shall come with him, the spirit, our real self, shall come with him, and then we shall enter into our graves, and we shall come up out of our graves with our new bodies. In Romans chapter 8, talks about the hope and expectation of our bodies and expectation of the spirit waiting for that time to be reunited to where our adoption would be complete. Romans 8:19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God. The word creature here is referring to the body. And of course the sons of God is referring to the children of God, those who have come to be adopted through Jesus Christ. For the earnest expectation of the body waiteth for the manifestations of the spirits of the children of God. For the body was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the body itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to take place, the redemption of our body. Now, if you go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we read about the second coming of Christ, where Christ is coming to receive those to whom have been adopted, to remove them from the orphanage, and to take them home. Starting with verse 14 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. To answer your question, Sister Mary.
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at p_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. Thank you.